every single day. There are a lot the cops all the time.
I know. Yeah, there's a window right here, so I can't really.
No, I understand, but yeah, it's ridiculous how many cops you have.
No, it's not cops or ambulances. I live around like four hospitals.
Well, there's nobody on the street. They don't need to use the siren. Just use the lights.
I know. That I don't understand.
They just like to annoy people that live there.
Apparently.
Does it go off in like 3 a.m. too?
No, it's not like a siren. It's not like the fire department. It's just ambulances rushing down the street.
Right.
With their sirens going and their lights going.
But if that really bothered you and you couldn't sleep, that would be a pain in the ass.
I mean, if it bothered me, I'm in the wrong city.
Right. You need to move. Yeah.
No, I'm used to it by now is my point.
Right. I'm saying if you couldn't live there, you would have to move to Wyoming.
Yeah. I don't hear it. You hear it.
Right.
Yeah.
See, I mean, if I hear a siren here, I'm like, oh, crap. Something's going on. What's going on? Who died? Is there, you know, because you just don't hear it.
That was the weird thing about living in Long Island is that it was so quiet at night. It was so quiet on our street that if there was any kind of siren, it was like, oh my God, like what? Where'd that come from?
Right. Let's get up and go look out the window.
Right. Where is there even a fire department or an anything around here?
Yeah. Saturday morning, there was this big rumble outside my window, and it was a fire truck next door. I don't know why. I mean, he was there. Probably somebody passed out or they lit a fire. I don't know. But that woke me up and I couldn't go back to sleep because there was a fire truck, you know, quarter of a mile away.
I mean, and they could have just smelled gas for all you know. I mean, it could be anything.
Yeah, people, they bring it out for anything.
Yeah, I always wonder how many times that I hear sirens go back and forth that it's like somebody having a panic attack and they're like, I'm having a heart attack. It's a panic attack. Mm-hmm. You know, I wonder like what percentage of people that call 911 for something other than my pizza didn't show up, because remember we talked about that last week, that people call 911 for the dumbest reasons. But the people that actually call for medical stuff, I wonder what percentage are actually life and death versus people having a panic attack or I cut my finger. You know, I mean, things that you could just walk yourself to an emergency room.
Yeah, and the bad thing is they have to bring out the fire truck for that.
Oh,
for the panic attack. They bring it up because that's the first thing they send out. That usually gets there before the ambulance.
Is that because that's where the paramedics are?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just a habit that they send that thing out. So, like Saturday, it could have been anything, and they sent the big fire truck out. So, you know, that's not cheap,
right?
A, for the gas, and it takes 17 people to work that thing.
Right.
So it's a whole thing. And it makes a lot of noise, and it makes my dogs go nuts.
Because they're not used to it like I am.
Right. They dogs see a fire truck, and they like it anyway, and they just go insane because something's going on outside.
But not my dogs. They hear a fire truck, or they hear a siren or an alarm, and they have no reaction whatsoever. Yeah. Right. Are we going out? Is there turkey?
If your dog,
all they want to know, can I sniff a tree and are you feeding me something?
If your dog's got upset about a siren, you would be screwed.
Yeah, I'd be in the wrong. Again, I'd be in the wrong city.
You'd have to move for your dogs.
But it's funny how that happens. Like you no longer hear certain sounds. Remember my very first radio job? You know, of course, I wasn't making very much money at all, like a tiny, tiny bit of money. So the only place I can afford was like a block from a train station and a railroad. So every single, like I would say every, maybe hour, half hour, you heard the trains going by, toot, toot, the whole thing. You heard the rumbling, you heard the boop, boop, like the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
It took me a while to get used to that. I mean, there were definitely nights I'd be laying in bed, I'd be like, here it comes, I'd hear the rumble, okay, here comes the horn, boom, like... I'd be predicting it. And I was thinking, like, maybe like 8 months in, I was actually genuinely tired and just slept. And I did not hear the trains anymore. And then people would come over to see my new apartment and to visit me at my radio station. And they'd be like, how do you sleep with that rumbling and that train? I'm like, you know, I don't even hear it anymore. Took me a while, but it's like white noise now.
Yeah, my niece works at CVS. So every time the phone rings at CVS, you hear one pharmacy call, two pharmacy calls, and it's the ring and then that, and it goes nonstop. So the 5 minutes I'm in CVS, it drives me insane because it just goes nonstop. But she's there 10 hours a day.
Right, right.
And she doesn't hear it at all.
It's kind of like marriage. You know, after a while, like, your spouse's voice is just white noise. It's just, You don't even hear them anymore.
So that's how Joe stays with you.
Right. I'm just white noise to him.